Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to episode 23-15, Radio Free Redoubt, and we are streaming from the Free Zones inside the American Redoubt. Hopefully you guys had a blessed week, blessed weekend, and quite the roller coaster ride with what happened in Russia. I am going to talk about that, this coup, or purported to be a coup. At this point, it's hard to trust any information coming from anyone. Even boots on the ground information, you have to question, who it is, their motives, and whatnot. So it's hard to sift through, but there are some things that are worth noting and paying attention to. And some people might think, well, how does that even affect us? Who cares what happens in Russia? Who cares about, I hope they overthrow Putin. I hope that they wipe those guys, the private military company. I hope Putin wipes them out because, well, they're all a bunch of criminals. A lot of them are prisoners and whatnot. Or who cares at all because that's way over there and we're over here and it doesn't even affect us. But everything can have ripple effects right now. From a Christian perspective, we're also watching, you're going to see things that you never saw coming that completely take you by surprise. We're dealing with principalities here. And we're talking about forces that you cannot see that run nations, and we're just coming down to the end where they're going to get really interesting. There's going to be some stunning things take place. You're going to see nations rise up and nations fall and leadership change. All these wars that are happening in high places and principalities. So anyway, I would not have been surprised to see if Putin had been ousted, replaced with, I don't know, who knows, somebody you never heard of. That didn't happen this time around, but that can happen in any one of these countries, and it could have cascading effects that do affect you right up at home that you never saw connected, you never saw coming. So just like I said, expect the unexpected, be prepared to take care of hearth and home and your communities, and stay connected with each other and keep each other informed. So in segment 3, I have more to add to the invasion of our southern border, specifically with what I started getting into, saboteurs. Who are, we're learning more about some of these individuals and our border security. This is a national security threat, and this very well could impact you directly. And I will talk about that with a report that came out. Actually, it's a follow-up report from a Claire Lopez. She's a former CIA officer. She's a patriot, and she's been involved in a lot of think tanks that are, very pro-America, warning about the threat of Islam and China, and does some really great work. So very insightful article and some thoughts there in segment 3. So let's get into the news and commentary. The news and commentary brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And boy, if you have not been accelerating your preparations, then you might want to reconsider that. Maybe you got your basics covered. Well, maybe you need to take it to the next level. Prepping 2.0. And the website is prepping2-0.com. First, good, glorious news from One America News Network. Disney loses $900 million. The Disney box office losses total almost $900 million from recent movies, according to this analysis. Box office analyst Valiant Renegade said that the Walt Disney Company's lost, about almost $1 billion from its previous 8 studio titles. But they don't learn, because they're about ready to cast their first transvestite role production coming up. And, you know, I'm at the point where I think that they have gone so far to the dark side, not just Disney, all of these big companies that are influenced by, like, Vanguard and BlackRock. They're at the point now where they are paying off their CEOs to the point where it doesn't matter if you lose money. This is the agenda. We are going to now pay. It's like George Soros dumping millions of dollars over and over and over. He's not expecting a return on that investment, not in terms of dollars. He is investing in a political outcome. And they're at the point now where we're past profits. You're going to use your corporation to advance the agenda and, let your board members, well, we'll just replace the board members with World Economic Forum puppets, and let your shareholders snivel and sell off their stock, and you can lose money, because we have a mission and we are going to pay to get that mission done. I think that's where they're at now. I really do. So it basically takes you go woke, you go broke. Well, they're like, we're not worried about going broke. We're going to continue to function. We have trillions and trillions of dollars backing us to pay our people to keep the corporation moving forward with this agenda. So it's pretty evil on very high levels. And I actually have some more information on that. I might talk about a little bit more, but not tonight. From WKBN.com, listen to this story, and this is a very thought-provoking one. Out of Chicago, a woman and her 14-year-old son have been charged following a fatal shooting of a hot dog at a hot dog stand or a little burger joint or chicken joint or something on Sunday, where she allegedly instructed her son to shoot and kill a man. Well, on police frequency, they have the video posted there. So there's this black woman standing in line waiting for her food, apparently. She's at the front of the line. This black man, 32 years old, dreadlocks, he's yelling and screaming at her. She's yelling something back. You can't really make out what they're saying. And of course, I mentioned he's black, she's black. So this is not a racial motivated event. Well, he's yelling, "You say that one more, I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to knock you out." Well, she was saying something and he punches her. Well, at the time, when he started saying, I'm going to knock you out, I'm going to knock you out," she texts her 14-year-old son, bring the gun. Get the gun from the car, bring it in," according to these reports. So this 32-year-old male punches her in the head and then starts just pounding on her, beating her, and punching her. And then you hear the gunshot and people run out of the little foyer area. So this is Carlisha Hood. She has a valid FOID, the firearms ownership identification, and she's a CCL holder, concealed carry. She's facing a felony count of murder and another count of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. They pull that one out for when it's, firearms related. Not for, the drag queen stuff, but they're going to get her for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Her 14-year-old son is facing a felony count of murder. So there is a woman. Now, she could have just walked away instead of saying, you know, bring the gun in. But there's a man standing there threatening to knock you out. He's making a fist, yelling at her that he's going to knock her out. Now, a punch to the head can kill a person. So she could have just walked away and de-escalated the situation. But do you have an obligation to? And many states have stand your ground rules. If somebody's threatening you, you're not required to run away. You have every right to be there. Somebody else is threatening you, and they're going to punch you in the head. They're telling you they're going to. They've made a fist. They clearly overpower you. This is a woman standing there in front of a 32-year-old male. She texts her son to bring the gun in. Do you have a problem with that? Well, he does. The boy comes in. That's when the guy attacks his mom. The boy shoots the attacker in the back. Now, there's more to the story. The man shot in the back runs out, and the 14-year-old boy then gives chase. Chasing him down the sidewalk and shoots him again. That's where you're going to have a problem with self-defense. As far as I'm concerned, you have a self-defense case. Until that happens, until you start chasing a wounded person down the street, shooting them in the back, you cannot articulate that they present a threat to you any longer at that point. So, but up to that point, what are your thoughts? Very interesting situation. Full legal. Concealed carry. Of course, they're going to put our, well, it was in the car. It was accessible to somebody that's not a CCL holder. They're going to throw everything there. But what we're seeing is a pattern of them throwing the book at people defending themselves from attacks. So I'm very interested to see how this ends up turning out. From breaking news, also at Police Frequency on their Telegram channel, they're talking about a trend that has really picked up. Follow home robberies. Somebody's watching you at the mall, or you know, a high-end store, or a nice shopping center, you know, upscale area, and then follow you home and then attack you once you pull into your driveway or pull into your garage, or you know, approaching in the front door of your house. Something interesting for situational awareness. I have a little bit of an audio clip that I got off of Police Frequency, off their Telegram channel. Just listen to this.
Follow home robberies. These crimes almost unheard of a year ago. Now an all too familiar occurrence.
They tried to rob me and my child in the alley.
Damian Halley has lived near Melrose for more than two decades. He says he's never seen crime this bad, and so out in the open.
It happens right in front of me. I see things happen over here. They robbed someone over here right across the street, took off their watch.
Los Angeles police says in just the past 48 hours, five follow-home robberies were reported. The alarming trend where an armed group of people follow victims from restaurants or high-end shopping areas and rob them of their jewelry had been declining after peaking in November.
Yeah, be careful out there. And one of the LAPD lieutenants, somebody on the LAPD spokesperson said that, you know, in his 30 years, he's never seen this type of violent crime rise. And this is nationwide. This stuff's going on everywhere. Of course, to a much larger degree in your larger cities. But this could happen in smaller, it doesn't have to be a mega city for this to happen. So good situational awareness. More and more violent trends are going to pick up where everybody's surprised. We've never seen this in my 32 years. I've never seen this type of crime here. So head on a swivel. From Real America's Voice, they've got Attorney General Merrick Garland comparing criticism of a Department of Justice to an attack on democracy. He says that the backlash constitutes an attack on an institution that is essential to American democracy. What a joke. Well, the people that are attacking are responding to corruption and misjustice. misapplied justice. And they have every right to. We are defending the Republic. And those so-called attacks, an attack on democracy, we understand the way you're running those is essential to American democracy. But this is not a democracy. This is a republic. So patriots are a threat to your democracy, and they should be. So change or get used to it, because people are going to continue attacking incompetence, corruption, and not equally applying the law to our citizens. And finally, from the Idaho Tribune, this is great, right on the heels of that, the FBI has been condemned by the Idaho GOP, who unanimously passed a resolution condemning the FBI, calls for abolition of the corrupt government agency. Out of Challice, Idaho, in a surprising and unprecedented move, the Idaho Republican Party has taken a strong stance against the Federal Bureau of Investigation by passing a resolution condemning the corrupt government agency and calling for its abolition if it is deemed that the agency cannot be reformed. Hallelujah. The resolution passed unanimously out of the body, which is comprised of 216 elected Republican representatives, contained a laundry list of excesses, abuses, and unconstitutional overreaches, which the resolution alleges has undermined the trust that the American people have in their government. See, Merrick Garland, you and your agencies did this, not the American people. The resolution outlines some of the most egregious of these abuses. COINTELPRO, a counterintelligence program carried out by the FBI between 1956 and 1971, which illegally surveilled, infiltrated, and disrupted civil rights activists, political dissidents, and other individuals considered a threat to national security. Even the ACLU has condemned COINTELPRO, that's counterintelligence, saying intrusive surveillance tools originally developed to target Soviet spies are increasingly being used against Americans. Oh yeah, we could get into the FISA courts too, and what a train wreck that is. And maybe we should. Maybe we will. There's plenty out there as well. Steve Bannon's been hitting on that pretty good. But let's go ahead and take a break. Just remember, guys, as we approach Independence Day, the 4th of July coming up here in a little over a week, keep the January 6th prisoners in your prayers, please. Talking about a miscarriage of justice. Unbelievable. Remember the January 6th prisoners. They are political prisoners, no question about it. We'll be back to talk about this coup, or what appears to be a coup, or what's been purported to be a coup. Maybe we'll never know the truth, but there are definitely some things we want to consider. We'll talk about that coming right up. Stay right there.
I certainly understand that some have chosen to attack the integrity of the Justice Department as components and its employees by claiming that we do not treat like cases alike. This constitutes an attack on an institution that is essential to American democracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of Radio Free Redoubt. This is episode 23-15. In segment two here, I want to talk about this coup. One of the outfits that I cover is S2 Underground. So obviously a former military intelligence background, I believe Army. And he does a great job putting out some very, very interesting videos. But he started doing a intelligence brief that he puts out on Telegram and probably other channels elsewhere. I don't follow him anywhere else other than his YouTube channel and then his Telegram channel. But it's called The Wire. So when this coup took place, this was reported as a military coup with the leader of Wagner PMC, private military company. They've been doing a lot of fighting for years for Russia. And it is meant to augment the Russian military. And they're hardcore fighters. They're known for being brutal and effective. It's very similar to what the United States used during the global war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan when we had U.S. Blackwater. And there are some other companies, Blackwater, Triple Canopy, KBR, and several others. But those are probably your top three, Blackwater, Triple Canopy, and KBR. Well, the Russian military, they use Wagner. That's their equivalent to like Blackwater. And then they've got, you know, Chechen forces and others. So apparently, and people were asking, oh, how'd this get started? Well, we don't really know all the details. We do know that now we know that some of the top military brass, their equivalent of, you know, the Pentagon, are deep staters. They're a version of deep state. There's this power struggle between Putin and the deep state, people that are in the top positions of the military and the government. And they were withholding ammunition and other support that led to casualties among the Wagner group. Well, finally, they've had enough. They're going to march on Moscow. They're going to take the government. Well, as they were going along, active duty military, Russian military, were joining them. And they ended up shooting down some Russian military aircraft, helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft. They encountered hardly any resistance. And they were probably a couple hundred miles, I believe, from Moscow, and they stopped. So I want to share this wire from S2 Underground. Russia, Prigozhin is the name of the commander of the Wagner group. Prigozhin's coup has ended as abruptly as it started, following successful negotiations between Wagner and the Kremlin. Details of the peace agreement are sketchy, but statements from the Kremlin indicate that an agreement was reached at the behest of mediation by the Belarusian president, Lukashenko, who is an old friend of Prigozhin. This comes following the downing of several Russian helicopters by Wagner forces. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov details the results of the agreement as follows. So, this is an official report, which means it's all Bravo Sierra. This is meant for the general public discussion. What was discussed and agreed upon behind closed doors, we will probably never know. But all Wagner troops taking part in the coup will stand down and return to their barracks and encampments. Two, all Wagner troops taking part in today's actions will not be prosecuted, and those that initially refuse to take part in this operation will be offered contracts folding them into the MOD, Ministry of Defense. Three, the criminal case against Prigozhin will be dropped, and Prigozhin will be relocating to Belarus. Four, Russia's operation in Ukraine will continue unaffected. And five, Putin will not be addressing the nation anytime soon. So this guy has a massive military that can't be stopped, won't be stopped because of the lack of will. He's on his way to Moscow to make things right. This is a coup attempt, as is being reported. He suddenly stops when everything is in his favor. More Russian active duty military troops are flocking to join him. And he is very close to Moscow. And he just stops, negotiates. Okay, I guess I'll go to Belarus. And nobody's going to get prosecuted. Well, one thing about that we know about Russia is the Putin and the high-level people in Russia, when you go up against them, people who go up against them have a habit of falling out of five-story buildings. And so I don't know if this commander survives, we'll know some other deals were made. But anyway, the analyst's comment is this: though a peaceful solution appears to have been reached after the death of 12 plus pilots, caution must be reserved that this incident may not be over yet. Rumors have been rampant all day with no clear proof or indication of what deal was reached. Whatever the details of the agreement are, today's actions indicate that this affair was more likely a genuine power struggle and not, as some have theorized, a master ploy by Putin to consolidate power. Putin will, of course, use this opportunity as a way to consolidate power now that the incident is largely over. But it is unlikely that this entire event was premeditated for that purpose. Of course, Russians are masters of Maskirovka military deception. So we never can really be sure what is real. However, today's events left Putin with a black eye and allowed for Ukraine-USA propaganda efforts an easy win. Though the long-term implications of today's events is uncertain, Russia's political structure and senior leadership are going to be feeling the sting of this for a while. And the key point here is this is not over. There's more going on here. There are some very suspicious things that are involved. This move would have, it's up there with like Alexander the Great type of level of move. And he had everything in his favor, nothing to stop him. A couple of things to factor in. First of all, he stopped when he reached a city. Oh, let me try to find it. It's where their nukes are kept. This is where Russia has nukes. So this was splashing up on Telegram channels and social media all over the place. And then all of a sudden it vanished. It is so hard to find now. And I'm wondering, of course, this is speculation. One story was still up, yahoo.com, Wagner allegedly aims to seize nuke site. Vanguard units of the Wagner Mercenary Company have reached the outskirts of Borisoglebsk in Russia's Voronezh Oblast, where a warehouse with nuclear weapons is located, possibly aiming to seize the facility. That's according to ATESH, a partisan movement in Russia-occupied Ukraine territory, reporting on Telegram on June 24, referring to an agent from the Wagner Group. The warehouse, known as 375 Facility C, is under control of the Department 12th of the Russian Defense Ministry. Quote, ATESH said, probably the armed forces of the Russian Federation will be unable to protect the warehouse with their own forces. After all, there are very few forces and resources. A significant number of tanks, artillery, and motorized professional infantry are required. At least a brigade is necessary. And since there are no free troops now, the only way to get reinforcements is to withdraw operational reserves from the front. Then, after this came out, then it was reported, which is like almost wiped now from the internet, that the Wagner Mercenary Company actually reached Borisoglebsk, however you pronounce that. And that's when all the hand-wringing was taking place about him having, about Wagner Group having access to all these weapons. Now all of a sudden, just kidding, I'm not going to go through with it. Okay, we'll let you just go to Belarus. And everybody go back to your barracks, and we'll pretend like this never happened. Something isn't right. But the other concern, I mean, could this be set up for a dirty bomb? Or, you know, are the nukes secure? This is something that people are calling for, like China, the European Union, the rest of the world needs to call Russia onto the carpet and say, this coup attempt made it to this place where you store nuclear weapons. Start explaining. Have you accounted for them? Are they all there? Was it compromised? I don't know. It was like no mention of it. So the other thing that concerned me about this was NATO's response, taking advantage to, you know, exploit the situation. All their heaviest, hardest fighting forces pulling off the line from Ukraine and, you know, going through this supposed coup on Moscow. Moscow is in Idaho. Moscow is in Russia. So there's an article here, and this is where things could escalate to a whole new level. From Al Arabia.net, Lithuania's president warned Sunday that if Belarus is to host Wagner Mercenary Group, the chief, Prigozhin, then NATO will need to strengthen its eastern flank. So here they are calling for NATO now. More NATO buildup. The head of state, whose Baltic country neighbors both Belarus and Russia, will host next month's NATO summit. I'm going to follow up on that next week, because that summit's supposed to take place on July 11th. It's coming up very quickly. Well, July 11th, with the NATO summit taking place, one very key individual, a woman, basically saying World War III is effectively going to begin on July 11th, alluding to discussions and agreements that will be made at the NATO summit on July 11th. And that's right after this coup. So was the coup staged for a higher strategic purpose? Was it, I mean, I just cannot see this actually being a coup, because you're not going to let somebody live unpunished who just tried to overthrow your government and they have a large threatening military force. I don't know. Maybe Putin said, if you take another step forward, we've got tactical nukes pointed at you and we're going to let it rip, and you will have no army. You will have no existence. It'll all be over. So your call. And then Prigozhin says, okay, I give up. I don't know. But now NATO is talking about a major buildup, and that's a concern, because that will definitely escalate things, especially with these key people in NATO saying World War III is effectively going to begin on July 11th, which is when they're having their summit, right there on the front porch of Russia and Belarus. Anyway, let's take a break. Talk about this China update, the threats of Chinese special forces saboteurs, essentially, that are just staging up and coming into the country as well. So we'll talk about that. Stay right there. This is Radio Free to Death.
Are you prepared for an economic, socio-political collapse in America? Do you wonder how something like that could be possible? What would that even look like?
I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. From a lawyer and government insider's perspective, he lays out a plausible scenario that could very well come about if we continue on the path we're on as a country. Through his fictional character, he lays out his own real-life journey to prepare himself and his family for the possibility of a future full of difficult challenges and what seem like impossible choices. 299 Days is a high-action dystopian novel written from the perspective of the average Joe American and outlines realistic plans and action steps that you could implement to prepare yourself and those around you for the difficult possibilities ahead. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
This is segment 3 of Radio Free Redoubt, the Sunday night streaming podcast, which of course is uploaded to our Podbean player. It's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, where you can listen to all of our archive shows, including The Morning Commute, which I do with my bride on the Christian radio network affiliate Liberty Broadcasting out of Spokane at 7 a.m. every morning. And those are also uploaded. That's The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Okay, the border invasion and the Chinese threat. It's a huge problem. And the more we learn, the bigger of a problem it seems to be getting. So I have an audio clip here, which is basically kind of the teaser for an Epic Times expose on this, and they are interviewing, well, Gordon Chang, who's a policy expert on China, and he's warning of the China threat. He's featured in this Epic Times production, so I just have this this short audio clip that I'll play. Listen to this.
The president needs to make it very clear that we'll defend our friends and allies, including Taiwan. We need to stop admitting Chinese nationals across our southern border because it appears that some of them are Chinese military and are prepared to commit acts of sabotage against the United States.
I'm glad somebody else is using the term saboteurs to describe the potential threat that we have more train derailments. I had like two or three more train derailments, one in Yellowstone with hazardous materials leaking into the Yellowstone River. They're putting out a, you know, do not drink the water warnings to people in that area. This is not normal. And people have tried to pass that off. Oh, they have train derailments all the time, actually. It's pretty common. Well, not catastrophic train derailments, because they're also counting one where, you know, a car in a yard or shipping, you know, between two yards, it jumps the tracks and it makes a mess, kind of stalls things, and they bring the crane and set it back up on there, and then they're good to go again. These are very serious train derailments. That's just one component. But anyway, I want to take you to this article here by Claire Lopez. She's a former CIA. I heard her speak one time at a leadership summit in Phoenix. And I got to meet her and John Guandolo, and that was just a real treat. And she is a policy expert, especially in the areas of the Islamic threat and the China threat. Well, she has her own blog site and everything now. Well, she's been involved with numerous entities, you know, think tanks, policy institutes, and so on. But Newsmax has carried these two articles, and so I wanted to just share this with you because I was going to get into her previous article that she just wrote like a week ago called Chinese Migrants Crossing Southern Border Should Alarm Us. Well, it's the reason why it should alarm us that I was going to cover. But she actually kind of recaps the main point that I wanted to cover from that and then moves on with more information. So let me share that with you. As discussed here in my earlier blog post, Chinese migrants crossing the southern border should alarm us. Observers on the ground at the Darien Gap and Panama have been reporting about the large numbers of young, fit, military-age Chinese men headed north to the U.S. southern border. Even more concerning is that villagers and others have seen some of these Chinese men celebrating their safe passage through the Darien Gap, which is, I guess, very dangerous, by killing chickens and drinking shots of their blood. As explained to us by Chinese virologist Dr. Li Mengyan, that is the signature training ritual of the so-called jungle tigers, quote-unquote, a special operations forces unit of the People's Liberation Army. Now, two additional reports should get our attention, adding to the alarm over the illegal alien invasion overall, and specifically because of reports about possible PLA special forces among them. The first new information regards reports that the Chinese regime not only operates an intelligence gathering post on the island of Cuba, but is now planning to establish a military training center there as well. According to the New York Post, citing a Wall Street Journal report from Tuesday, June 20th, just one day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his visit to Beijing, China, is preparing to construct a joint military training facility in Cuba, which potentially could position PLA troops just 90 miles off the coast of Key West, Florida. The second set of new reporting about the CCP's multi-pronged strategy to infiltrate and compromise U.S. national security from within is about so-called colonias. These settlements for mostly illegal aliens are popping up around the U.S., but none so large perhaps as the one north of Houston, Texas, in Liberty County near the town of Plum Grove. Investigative reporters Todd Bensman and Michael Yon recently rented a small plane to fly over and photograph Colony Ridge from the air, reportedly building out to some 70,000 acres and already housing more than 200,000 people. The Plum Grove colony is and will be home to mostly illegal aliens. Will some of those be Chinese PLA Special Operations Forces? ? I would say no. These guys are, they've got other Chinese safe house networks and everything else for these guys, in my opinion. Maybe some of them, but probably your true Chinese seeking asylum type of people that are, you know, coming here. But, and I have more to cover on that from the Chinese threat that was just done by the China Threat. I just watched one of their Zoom meetings, and so I've got to put notes together for that, so I will talk about that next week. Lastly here, we should note recent reporting from the Daily Caller about the CCP's United Front Work Department's establishment and operation of so-called overseas Chinese service centers, which are housed with a number of U.S.-based non-government organizations. The UFWD is an information operations unit of the CCP that operates under the authority of the CCP's Central Committee. The OCSCs were supposedly set up to promote Chinese culture in the U.S., but U.S.-based OCSC representatives reportedly met with CCP Ministry of Public Security officials on at least one trip to China. The MPS is the National Police Authority of China. The UFWD is administratively in authority over the Overseas Chinese Affairs Office, whose director is Chen Zhu, the UFWD's deputy director. So as far as I'm going to go with that. But these guys have got their fingers so interwoven into the United States, and our own government is helping them do it. I mean, there's so much treason here, you can't even track it all. It's out of control. Anyway, let's take a break and come back. Segment four with Lady Liberty will be joining us, and we'll wind things down. So stay right there. We'll be back in a moment.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan, and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776, or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
All right, Patriots, this is the fourth and final segment here of episode 23-16. I've been saying 23-15 the whole show, so, and then I looked down at my notes and realized, I should have done that earlier. Well, I've got Lady Liberty in the studio helping to wind out 23-16. So good evening, Lady Liberty.
Good evening, everyone. We are talking about border issues.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Bordering on insanity.
Boy, you're not kidding. Hey, I would easily say the United States is insane right now.
Oh, absolutely. The whole rest of the world's just going off. Crap, the one thing that we thought we could, like the beacon on the hill, is just a muzzle flash.
Right. Well, and that's what they would have everyone believe too. And you know, as we've all seen those little clips of, as soon as the top guy, you know, like Rupert Murdoch or somebody like that says, okay, we want the code phrase to be in order to save our democracy, you right. know, and that'll be, yes. then they show it being displayed across like 3,000 different media venues all at the same time across the whole United States. And so it's no wonder that, you know, that people kind of end up believing this stuff if they're watching the mass media, because they lay it down thick all at the same time.
Yes, they do.
And so nobody even has a chance to think for themselves if they're watching this stuff, because this, you know, group think is done for them.
Right.
You know?
Oh yeah. Love is love and all the other little slogans. The climate hoax is, you know, one of the most prolific.
Oh yeah.
Now that we're past, you know, get your booster. And get your mask on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No kidding. Well, and so I'm so glad that you were bringing up all of the information, the CIA information about the Chinese nationals and CCP military, you know, coming across our borders and describing the elaborate methods that they're going to get here. You know what I mean?
And who they are.
Right.
That's disturbing. And we're not surprised. That's who we would expect for them to send.
Yep.
If they wanted to move saboteurs. Well, if a pre-invasion force, an advance party, you're going to use special forces, special operations.
Yep.
You're going to use intelligence agents.
Right.
And of course, all the support personnel to make sure they got everything they need. I mean, they're going to be fed. They're going to have money. They'll be able to move about freely, and you know, so driver's licenses and whatever they need once they get here, they're going to be fully supported.
Oh yeah,
by you know the infrastructure that they've been working on for quite some time. So these guys are not your accountants. These are not your administrative people. Now those people have been in place for a while. You know, this massive military base or this massive piece of property, just the one in Texas that's near one of our military bases, has its own airfield on it.
Right.
You know, it's thousands, tens of thousands of acres. And, I mean, these are perfect base camps.
Well, and you know what's interesting, too, is it makes me wonder what they're being told from home, right? Where, you know, like Julius Caesar, he went and he was fighting the Gaul for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So long that all of his men began to be demoralized. There was like 8 years into it. And they began to be demoralized. And so he started pointing out to them, look on that hill over there. I'll give that hill to you. You want that for your family? You can raise children there. And then he started pointing out other different parts of the geography and saying, you want that? I'll give that to you also.
That's right.
You know? And so it makes me wonder if all of those first boots on the ground, so to speak, are being offered tracts of land and, you know, this kind of thing, because that is their plan. Their plan is to occupy.
Oh, yeah. They've openly said, not openly, but I mean, we've heard them say it from speeches and presentations that have been smuggled out.
Yep.
They plan to colonize.
Yep.
And so, you know, it makes perfect sense. These guys, you know, they're on mission. And I have more from this Zoom meeting on the China threat, how they're training operatives. I mean, they're training them in the lingo,
yep,
the dialect, you know, with very, very, very difficult to detect accents.
Yep.
And, you know, they got the, hey, yo, man, thing down. And,
yeah, they sound like complete natural grown Americans.
Yes. Yep. And their training is specifically toward the Soviets did that too.
That's so awful. I mean, this is like our worst nightmare. And so, well, in addition to that, we also know that they, the Chinese tactic is, boy, I'll tell you what, is piggyback off of everybody else's efforts and, you know, soak up everything that their efforts have made available to the Chinese, you know, for chaos, for instance. You know, they soak that up like no tomorrow. And the fact that our southern border is wide open and the cartels are absolutely going nuts down there.
Yes.
They are just soaking that up.
Yep.
You know, they didn't have to instigate or initiate any of that.
That's right.
That's all just like a free for all for them. And so they know how to take advantage of those, you know, quote unquote opportunities. Right.
Right.
And, I'd have to say that, you know, I mean, just look at them taking over the WHO and, you know, all of those kind of,
oh, they're very strategic.
They're so strategic and you know, it's so that's kind of their MO and they're very, very good at it. And even just taking over all of our inventions and patents and selling them, you know, they don't adhere to any kind of international patent law whatsoever.
Not
and
at
then,
all.
So they steal all our stuff, $6 billion worth of our ideas, and then they sell it right back to us for cheaper than we can produce it.
Yep.
That is just...
with slave labor.
So infuriating.
It is.
And so, well, so in addition to what's going on there, this I have this information that goes along with why it's being made so easy for them. Because listen to this. This is from the American thought leaders from the Epic Times. Says here that the cartels have operational control of the U.S. border. Says the former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott. He said, it's not uncommon right now for the cartel to push a group of 100 or 200 people across in remote areas like Columbus, New Mexico, and that will wipe out an entire station for an 8-hour shift. What that does is it leaves about 75, 80, up to 100 miles of border completely unpatrolled for the next 7-8 hours. That is happening again and again. Mm. And so... what's frightening, he says, we really turned over complete and total operational control to the cartels. They're in the power seat now by having this massive group of humanity to push at law enforcement and overwhelm them every day. And so that's just really marvelous. This stinking Biden coup regime is just, boy, they've got it figured out.
This is... clearly a global coordinated mass migration movement.
Yep.
Right now they have
massive troop movement.
They have tens of thousands of Muslims in Libya that are getting on barges, and they're busing them and trucking them to these ports where they're getting on boats, and they're going right into Italy from Libya.
Yep.
And so, I mean, this is like the next wave of the Muslim invasion of Europe.
Right.
And so they're doing the same thing to the United States by bringing in from over 160 countries now across the U.S. southern border.
172 is what Trump was
saying. So Biden is, he's not incompetent. He's following orders.
Yes, exactly. He could never do this himself. that's without a doubt. Well, and in addition to that, there's a mass exodus of Biden's border officials. And it says here, amid a record-breaking influx of illegal immigrants into the United States, four more of the Biden regime's top border officials have quietly resigned in just the past 2 weeks. That brings the total to seven in recent months, along with speculation about the reasons for their departure. So these are high-level, I mean, you know, the top border officials. Right. Seven of them have resigned in just the past 2 weeks. The latest came just this week from the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, John Tien, who announced he was leaving only a year after his appointment. And Tien, a highly decorated U.S. Army veteran who served as director of the National Security Council under the Obama and Bush administrations, said he was leaving to spend more time with his family in Georgia.
That's what they all say.
I'd have to say, that says a lot, because especially for the corrupt state of the Department of Homeland Security, the fact that you'd get appointed to that position and then walk away from it. Was he not corrupt enough for them, apparently?
Right.
And
because he hasn't been spending all that time with his family for the past 30 years while he's been building his career.
Right, right. And so what is it that, is it just, maybe it's the kids, maybe it's the child trafficking that finally ate him away and said, you know what, that's enough.
Well, that very well could be, because that takes a toll on people that are, they're institutionalized. They're just there to do, their job and punch their clock and build their career. And that kind of stuff is taking a toll on people. There's no doubt.
But
the other side to this, and I suspect this could have something to do with it, now that Congress is moving forward with impeachment and of these high-level department officials, that those people are protected. Those people are part of the deep state, and they're protected. So if you are not securing your border, and you're a border chief or a border senior supervisor, you do not enjoy the protection of the deep state.
That's right.
They're going to let you burn. They will throw you on the fire just for a distraction, or just because you're not as valuable as all these other guys are in the Council on Foreign Relations with each
pickings.
Other. Yeah. They're easy to sacrifice. And the deep state does not care whose lives are ruined.
That's right.
And these guys are probably reading the tea leaves and saying, now there's consequences, and they're starting to pull people in front of Congress, and I want no part of that.
That's right.
And nobody's going to come to my aid. Nobody's going to protect me. So I'm out of here.
Right. That's very excellent speculation. And well, in addition to that, it doesn't just stop with the border. Oh, my gosh, this part is another just very infuriating part of our checks and balances that is corrupt. And as if it's all three checks and balances are currently in a state of mass corruption because of this communist coup. And this just adds to it. It says here that the Supreme Court rules that states can't challenge the Biden deportation policy.
What?
Yeah, the Supreme Court, you lousy, you people.
Sellouts,
you traitors, you people better not stand proudly for these Supreme Court pictures anymore, because it's a shame. It's a shame that you're in any kind of association with people that are claiming to be Supreme Court justices and making decisions like that. Listen here, it says the Supreme Court ruled 8-1 on June 23rd that Texas and Louisiana may not challenge the Biden administration's 2021 decision to focus its deportation efforts on individuals deemed to be a threat to public safety. So, I don't know that that includes Texas. It says here, it says that Texas and Louisiana sued the Biden admin over a policy announced in September 30th, 2021. And the memorandum by the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that claims that it's impossible to remove the estimated 11 million illegal aliens present in the United States.
Wow.
Talk about, well, geez, that's a double figure compared to what we've been hearing as the 6 million.
Trump could do it.
Yep, that's right. Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Oh, yeah. I think many people could. There's just no will.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Wow. And so the fact that the Republicans in Congress want to impeach Mayorkas for his dereliction of duty could, like you're saying, have quite a bit of influence on both Department of Homeland Security officials as well as what's going on with all of the Border Patrol. But I think the Border Patrol taking off is just out of just pure disgust and frustration with the fact that they've been there, some of them 30 years or more.
Well, we've heard that from the Border Patrol. They're so demoralized right now. They can't do their job. They
know
frustrated.
It's wrong.
They're like, what's the point? What's the point? We risk our lives possibly getting shot at by cartels that are being allowed. They need the military down there.
Right. And this would be an excellent point to exemplify how people are mislabeling a two-tiered justice system. This right here happening at the border is where the rubber meets the road, where the Constitution is being sidestepped on purpose because of a communist coup. This is not just dereliction of duty, and this is not just, oh, well, we're going to discriminate, you guys. This is not just political. This is a flat-out coup. Don't pay attention to our laws and why we're in the midst of a transitional takeover conflict between law and justice.
Yeah, this is the calculated destruction of America.
That's right.
And it's happening all over the world, sadly.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you for those updates and that information and the research.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, guys, you have a great week out there. Be safe and join us each morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute. If you want a little bit of Christian radio, pick me up to start each day. You can join us then. Otherwise, you guys have a great week and tune in next Sunday for episode 2317. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.